Shake it.
Shake it.
No, it's not as rude as shut it. Shake it.
It's kind of shake itself. Okay, yes. All right, Pastor, don't forget your mic.
I will not. I'm live. Shalom, everybody. Please have a seat. We're ready to get started. And the lady with the pink shirt is gonna pray me in. Yeah. How can I pray for you?
Is that what it says?
Yep. Okay, pray me in.
All right, so Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this evening, Lord, just hungering and thirsting for your word. And so, Father, I thank you for how you've given that hunger and thirst to Pastor Sandy and how he's been preparing. And he's been so faithful, Lord, to come several times a week, Lord, to feed us and to cause our relationship with you to grow stronger and stronger so that we are found to be one of the five wise virgins. Lord, may you get all the glory and praise tonight as your name is lifted. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. I'm going to read some cards before I get started because I have to. Because people are beautiful to me and I want to thank them. And so first I want to thank Linda and John Anderson. But on their letter, it says her name is John and Diane Anderson. So I guess that's her middle name. So anyway, thank you so much for the card and the blessing for the church. And it's on a Christmas blessing. They must have extra Christmas paper left. It's cute though. So thank you very much. Here, if I put some glasses on, I can even kind of read it. It says, may the Lord continue to bless you and your family. You have provided much insight into our lives, and we have received such blessing. And it says from your teaching, may the Lord continue to bless you. In Jesus' name, John, and I think it says Diane, Diane Anderson, but it's Linda Anderson and John Anderson. I don't know which one she goes by. So LD, what's up? Praise God. Okay. And this card is from Lori Schaefer from Santa Rosa, California. And that's up north. And that's where the Raiders camp was. That's all I remember about up there near San Francisco, I think. Okay. Thank you for praying for me. I'm healed.
Yes.
Praise God. So, Pastor Ben, I'm praying for you too, but I think Pastor Ben and we're praying for you on Sunday morning. So, he said, I really think it was something demonic. Never felt anything like it. Also wanted to say a big thanks for your teaching. It has brought the Bible alive for me, filled in the blanks. May the Lord continue to reach you through the teaching. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is Lori Schaefer, all the way in Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
There. And Deborah Whiteside sent me this, which is going to go in Sandy Bug's coffee shop. That's where I'll put my chocolate. So if you want a mocha, you can come over. Don't come over if you're not a coffee club member, because it's $22 a cup. But if you're born again, it makes you an automatic. You get no refills. You get one cup. Yeah, I don't think giving people two cups of coffee is a good idea.
Not that coffee.
It's good coffee. Okay, and this right here is from, Let's see, Marchand and Jackie, or Renee and Leah. Renee and Leah. And this is the card. The blessing of your friendship means so much. And see, I'm trying to read the front, and it says, what's NH? New Hampshire, okay. Yeah, they're in Litchfield, New Hampshire. Merchand Jacquaz. See, I don't know which one is the real name. And in the card it says Renee and Leah. So one of those they are, and I'm thankful and I appreciate it. And here is Yeni. She sent me a card. And I want to thank you, Yeni, and thank Israel the Poet for the music. And I hope the album's out soon. I love real gospel rap. If you're going to rap, you got to really rap about Christ, because I don't like all that. And the man upstairs, blah, blah, blah. What's his name? That's what I want to know. Okay. Okay, and this is from Lisa Roma, and she's in Holly, Pennsylvania. And thank you so much. He says, Elohim Tov, love Christ. Thank you very much for the gift package. It was beautiful. You guys are sending out all these beautiful gift packages, and they're like, Pastor Sandy, I'm sending you a card. And I'm like, I didn't know we were sending you a gift package. I heard about it, but Pastor Ben says, you're welcome. And who else? Who sends those out? And Tahira, Minister Tahira. Yeah. She's the one that puts it all together and sends them out. But, you know, I'd love to say it was my original idea. But, yeah, I just think it's a beautiful thing that they do, because those are good prayer packages and stuff.
And how much do you charge for that stuff, Pastor Sandy?
Absolutely zero, and we better never charge anything. And this is Miss Karen Hall. She sends me a card from Kings Fisher, Oklahoma. Boomer Sooners, Pastor Sandy and our church family. My husband, I've been following you since last August. A friend, Regina, also from Oklahoma, told us about you. Wow, thank you. All the people that tell other people to listen, I really appreciate you. I'm really trying to reach the whole world. I really am. I wish I could be everybody's pastor. I really do. Because at least I'd feel you were safe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Says, thank you for your faithfulness. Our pastor does not talk about the things you talk about. Wow. See, praise God. Well, I'm thankful to stand in that gap. And there's Buck and Karen Hall from Kingsfisher, Oklahoma.
Man.
Okay. Now I'm going to put all this away. If I forgot any, I'll look at it tomorrow, but I think that's it. Are you guys have your paperwork, your notes? You guys see the look at the front, because we're going to talk about something very, very important. I know this guy by the name of, it was like, seems like I'm just exposing people, but I'm not. Someone sent me this and said, hey, I watched this guy, and he has a video called, let me see, the video she watched was called The Real Reason for the Truth About the Rapture, what really is the harpazo? You see that? So she said she watched it, and he was explaining the real meaning of harpazo. You guys want to hear it?
Please.
Okay. Harpazo means the same as rapture, to forcibly take out of the world, right? But what it really means is to transfer or steal back something from your enemy. So harpazo means, now I'm quoting him, so don't be like, turn off the TV. No, I'm quoting him, right? So what it really means is that God is going to harpazo all the wealth back from Satan and transfer it over to the Christians. And so there's going to be a wealth transfer, and that is what the harpazo is.
That's what that means.
Not the rapture up, but the taking back. It means both. He says later we'll get raptured up, but first they're going to take back all the wealth. They're going to harpazo all the wealth from Satan and give it to the Christians, and then we're going to do great ministry, and then they're going to have a reset in 2024. He says he's even hoping Trump is going to come back this year. But and what's his, how you say his last name? Steve, Pastor Steve Shokolati, and he's in Australia. So now we got to really pray for Australia, because Pastor Steve is there telling people, telling people that there's going to be a transfer of wealth coming, and there's going to be a reset, and Trump is coming back in 2024, and the end is not yet. We first got to gain the finances from the world. And once the church has the finances of the world, we can really do ministry and get people saved. And so there's going to be a transfer of wealth. And that's what harpazo really means.
And who's going to get the money?
Well, it'll be only Christians who know how to spend it. That's what he said. He said,
really?
He said, if you don't know how to spend money, if you don't know how to handle money, don't ask God for any of this money transfer, because if you do and you don't know how to spend it, it's just going to ruin you, and you're going to, so it's only going to go for us Christians who know how to spend money. And I'm like, okay, that's really good. Who know how to handle money. So they sat there and they listened, and they was like, I don't know. Okay. Does he accept? He says he's the first church to accept Bitcoin. No, cryptocurrency. So they collect cryptocurrency in their offering. And he says when you give in cryptocurrency, that's really faith giving, because when you give $10, that cryptocurrency is going to turn into $70 or $80. So you're giving by faith because you know you're giving more than you actually gave. And therefore, God's going to give you credit for giving more, because you're giving by faith, because you know cryptocurrency is going to explode and be big. Okay?
Yep.
Now.
Jewish word schmuck.
Okay. I am. Okay.
Wow. That's deep.
So this is what I keep telling everybody. You know, if you're going to watch people, if you're pouring my drink, I got to watch you. I'm not letting you pour my drink with my head turned the other way, because I don't know what you might put in there, right? So I'm listening to this guy this morning, because one of the members sent me his video and said she watched and it was good teaching, but she didn't watch it the whole part, which was about transferring wealth from Satan or from the evil people to the Christians. So this is what they used to call the Seven Mountains theory, okay? And it means that the church has to get all of the wealth from the world and be influenced in all seven major areas of society. And once we have control over the seven major areas of film, television, banking, sports, all of these things. Once we're in control, then and only then can Jesus come back, because we have to build up the kingdom. And the only way we can build up the kingdom is to transfer the wealth over to the Christians. And so this is their plan. Incredible. Okay. So if you look at the front page, what he was saying was this. He said, if the first, everybody who got the stimulus check of $1,200, if you had bought Bitcoin as soon as you got it, you would have 9,493. Then he gives a couple of other different coins. And he said, if you had bought this one, you'd have $44,000. So we've got to learn to invest in what? Digital currency. That's what he's telling his whole congregation, and Trump's coming back. Okay? Now, he says, I think we have the first cryptocurrency church. I think Trump will be back in 2024. It is the great year of the reset, okay? So that's what he's preaching to his congregation. And I'm praying for him, because that is a horrible thing to get mixed up in, and that is weirdness. It's just weirdness. I don't know. What do you guys think? You think that's weird? Yeah, I walked upstairs and started praying.
Yeah.
I just walked upstairs and I said, like, Lord, what is going on? And this is what's going on, okay? Now, tonight I'm going to go over what has happened with me since 2004 and the incredible thing that God has shown me lately concerning the rapture. If you guys have been following what the Lord has given me Wednesday night and Thursday, you would be so excited about the return of Christ. It's so powerful and strong that I'm thinking, why give all of these evidences and signs and proofs from the Bible if this is not really going to happen? Because it's the word inundated, it's swamped in proof, okay? Like, this is what I'm doing. This is how I set you up. But I set you up to show you that, so to get you to hear. And I set you up to show you that to get you to hear. So now that he's given the whole thing, because look, 1948 is our beginning barometer, okay? 1948 is the beginning of the last generation. 1948 is the beginning of either 70 years, and that's past, or 80 years, and that's within the next 7 years, right? So 2028 becomes this focal year for because God already knew that Deuteronomy 32 verse 29 said this was the latter end. He already knew that before he called me. So God already knew that 2028 would be the 80th year after the rebirth of Israel. He already knew that when he called me. So when he called me, he gave me the main focal point. What's the focal point? Count every year in the Bible. When you finish counting every year in the Bible, let me know where you end up. Okay? So let me see. Oh my goodness. I forgot to say this. April 20th, cryptocurrency, Microsoft patent 060606. Cryptocurrency, Microsoft patent, March 26th. It was published by Microsoft and filed with the patent for the WIPO, World International Properties Organization. The patent was a new type of crypto mining system used to generate cryptocurrency or digital currency. Listen, you guys, if I have all your money on digital and you can't go to the bank and get any cash anymore and all your money is digital, that means if I turn off something, you can't get any cash. So basically what I've done is given all of my power over to the bankers so that they can control me, okay? Because it doesn't matter if you have $5 million if I turn off your chip. You understand? So why would a pastor be telling people to buy cryptocurrency and the patent number is 060606, which is 666? And you're telling your congregation that to buy this and make sure you buy it and so that your wealth can be sustained until the reset, and then something's mentally gone wrong over there with Steve Chocolato. Is that it? Chocolate. Why you say his last name?
Chocolati.
Chocolate. but you look, that is, this is dangerous. This is dangerous, okay?
Yeah.
And I don't know whether to pray for him, because I don't know if he's doing it out of ignorance, or he's caught up with the reset thing, or if he's doing it because he's a part of it.
Yeah.
So this is very scary. So if anybody's listening to this guy, shut this down right now.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Okay. Now, my breadcrumbs. What did I receive in 2000? Well, I wrote here 2004, but actually what I received in 2003 was a 6,000-year count of every year in the Bible, okay? When I finished the count, it came to 2017, okay? And since I thought 1948 to 2018 was it, I realized, okay, I'm a year short. And I said, I've been telling these kids in the prison ministry 2018, and you're telling me it's 2017. Since 2017 is the end of 6,000 years, and this is what I want you to preach, okay? He says, this is what I want you to preach, and it's going to be hard, okay? Now, 2017 was really just the root base of what God was trying to show me, okay? So, since he gave that to me in 2003, I was waiting for 2010. Because if 2017 is the end of 6,000 years, then 2010 has to be what? The beginning of the tribulation. So I'm like, the tribulation is going to begin at 2010. It's going to last to 2017. It's the end of 6,000 years, and we're going to be done. No rapture happened in 2010. And I think a sad day for all of us.
Yeah.
We came in, most of the members left. Well, they called me a few names and a few gestures, and then they left.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay. And then I was asking the Lord, well, what do you want me to do? And he says, keep preaching and keep studying. So I continued preaching. I continued studying. Then some guy came up with a 2012 Mayan calendar thing. God told me, don't get involved in that. That has nothing to do with you. I said, I'm not talking about rapture or anything until you talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they got into the 2014-15 blood red moons, okay?
I remember that.
And God said, you can teach about it, but don't get involved in that. That is not for you, right? So we said, this is what Mark Biltz is found, and this happened, and but God was telling me, but when 2017 was about to come, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, Lord, it's almost 2017. What do you want me to do? And so I fasted for 7 days, okay? And when I came off the fast, and I said, well, I'm going to go and pray. I got some quiet time. And then I heard the Lord say, it'll be as it was in the days of Noah. And then nothing else. I was like, I went 7 days, Lord. That's all you got. See, that's all I've given you. It will be as it was in the days of Noah. Okay. So, but everybody was geared up for 2017. It wasn't just me. It was everybody. Okay. It was like with blood moons and, what is the sun blocked out?
Oh, eclipse.
Eclipse. All this stuff was going on. And Scotty Clark had sent me this big, beautiful picture of the boat. And he said, what you're preaching is right. The Lord showed me 2017 too. And I'm like, okay. But I said, it's not going to happen in September 23rd because there's no such thing as a Rosh Hashanah rapture for the church. And click, he hung up. And he's like, well, you know, because... And so I've been doing this thing like, okay, Lord, one day I was going to come in, I was going to quit. And I was at home and I went over the 6,000 year count. And then it looked like I missed some years, right? Because I was saying Abraham was born in 1948. He wasn't born in the 1948. Abraham was his father's third child. So his father began having children in 1948. And it mentions all three, including Abraham, in the 1948 year. So then when God corrected me and showed me that I was right, and he says, see, it's perfect, it's 6,000 years. And he says, you don't have to go and give a speech. Because I had a speech. I was like, due to certain circumstances, you know, I had a speech. I was on my way to church and give a speech. And after God corrected me and showed me how the count worked, and he said, this is why everything lands perfectly, okay? So then, after that, I was like, okay, 2017, this thing is going to happen. It didn't happen. 2017? I'm like, that's crazy. Everything led to 2017. So then now I'm like, okay, well, they were rebirthed in 1948, so 2018 will be 70 years, right? So now we're like, okay, 2018. So then 2018 came, 2019 came, then 2020 came, and the Lord's like, as it was in the days of Noah, this is the 120th year, there's going to be a worldwide flood, right? So we got a worldwide flood. We got the whole world shut down, okay? And so God was trying to show me. Then as we came through this last year, God said, now I'm going to show you that their calendar is wrong and my calendar is right. Because they were saying last year on the 9th of last month, on the 9th of Av, something was supposed to happen. But you know that it's off. It's going to happen next month on the 9th of Av. And when it happens, you'll know that I'm speaking to you. So that next week, that next month, it happened on the 9th of Av, Afghanistan and the Washington Monument getting struck by lightning on the 9th of Av. And then people said, yeah, he said he got that right. But he said something's going to happen in Israel next week. Let's see if he's right about that. Then next week, a war broke out at the border because they were throwing fire balloons over the thing and shooting through the wall. So they had this big war and riot from Israel and Gaza. So God was like, that's 2 weeks in a row. I'm showing you, you're right on time. Keep going. So I'm just letting you know, these little breadcrumbs have been dropped. Like, keep going. This is what. But now we get to this. And we get to a scripture in Psalms that says Lema Alot, and it's so different from the other 15 Psalms with the letter Lamed that you have to look at it because now it becomes a jot and a tittle. And Jesus says, this word will not pass until every jot and tittle is dealt with. You understand? And those are the little things that people overlook. The letter being smaller than the other ones. A letter there that's unlike the other letters. So I had to find out what is this Lamed all about. And so God was showing me the Lamed is an infinitive verb. It means that this is the action. This is the time when this thing is about to happen. Okay? So he didn't just show me that. He's like, we're going to go through this whole thing and you're going to see why 2021 is so important. That's why people say, well, if it don't happen April 2nd, then what are you going to do? And I'm like, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to wait. But I'm telling you right now, this focal point is being spoken to us through the Bible that this is it. Okay? And so let's continue. Now, you got your paper in front of you? We're on page 2. We are going home. And I'm telling you, this is incredible stuff. Okay, now, if you see, it says the count, 6,000 year count ends 2017. And from Adam to 2017 is 6,000 years. Now, if you look at the first chapter, the first verse of the Bible, I have it in Hebrew. Sorry, I don't have it in English. But it says, Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim va et haaretz. And you'll see I circled or have circled the all of the olives in the first verse of the Bible. And now, if you understand Hebrew, you know that if I say Aleph, I just said what? Thousand. But if I write this Aleph, what is it? A one. So God has six ones here in the first verse. But if you say it, there are six thousands here in the first verse. Okay? So God is like, I'm telling you the end from the beginning. Okay? This is a 6,000 year plan. Salvation is the Vav. It is the complete salvation. Okay? It is the connector between man and God. So I get these six Vavs. I get these six olives. And I'm teaching, and it says the Holy Spirit. It says the Holy Spirit is water, a symbol of the word, the wisdom of God. So when I'm teaching about Adam and Eve being the first thing of the rapture, God says, go back. Genesis 1 verse 6 is the first rapture. And so as I'm reading it, it says, and let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Okay? Now, when I read that, God says, that's the first rapture. And so he began giving me other scriptures. He says, he said unto them, the waters which thou saw are where the whore sits are people, multitudes, nations, and tongues. So God was showing me that the waters that you're looking, that you're talking about, that I divided in verse 6. Now, God said, so why did I put it in verse 6? I said, that's the number of salvation, and that's the 6,000th year, and that in the sixth verse would represent that 6,000th year, or the connection, because Vav means connection to God, right? So he puts the six, he creates the world in 6 days. On the seventh day, what does God do? He takes a Sabbath day rest. So if he took a 1 day Sabbath day rest, then how long is it going to be a Sabbath day in the future? 1,000 years. That's what the millennium is all about. You understand? So there's going to be 1,000 year rest because God is going to rest. And if you notice, when he rests, the first thing he does is lock Satan up. He's not even done beating him up yet. He's just like, sorry, you got to go. I'll deal with you after the 1,000 years is over, right? Okay, so I see that, okay, there's this. So now, this is what God had me do today. Did you ever count the number of words that's in verse 6? And I said, no. He said, so I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And he says, yes. Okay, now do it in Hebrew. Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalit, Hey, Vav, Zion, Het, Tet, Het, Tet, Kof. So when I get to the 11th letter, I'm at Kof. Okay? So I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So the 11th letter of the Hebrew alphabet is what? Kof, which is the first of the ending letters. It's a Sofit letter, which means now I got to write this letter going down, okay? So this Kof represents the end of the first half of this, and the beginning of the end is Kof. This is what the Lord is showing me. The beginning of the end is 11. Like, there's 22 letters. The first 22, the beginning of the end is the 11th letter, because now you're going to start on what? The last 22. Right. Okay? The last 22 have 4 more Sofit letters in it that tell you that the living water, grace, and all of that stuff is over. That it's time for Christ to stand up and show the world who he is. You understand? So the last 22 letters with the with four more Sophite letters are telling you the ending of the story. Okay. So that's 11 letters. We're going to get back to that, but not now. Okay, and it's the sixth verse. Now, of course, we read, Ve'yihi Mavdel Ben. And what does it say? And he says, and let it divide between. Okay? I'm still on page two. And so we see that the word Ve'yihi Mavdel is 117. And the word Ben is 62. Okay? How old are you, Pastor Ben?
62.
All right, perfect year. Crazy stuff going on around here. So, and it says, like, because I mean, I'm born on the 17th of Heshvan.
Right.
Still blows my mind.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So, 62 is Ben, and let it divide is 117. There's only one chapter in the Bible that is 117, and that's Psalms 117. Mm-hmm. And guess what? If Psalms 48 is 1948, then Psalms 117 is 2017, which is what? The 6,000th year, which is what God gave me in the beginning, right? So, let me see if I did that. Okay, we'll get back to that. Let's go to the next page, page four. Okay, yeah, just go to page four right now. Okay, 1,000 years in my sight is as yesterday when it passed and as a watch in the night. Now, you know what I have written here? Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 through 7. Okay? Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 through 7. 2017. Okay? And then as I read all seven, it reads like this. Okay? It says, and I saw an angel come down out of heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, that old serpent, the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. One, and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. After that, he must be loose for a little season. How many thousands we've read so far? Two. I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them who had been beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither received his mark in their forehead or in their in their right hand. In the Greek it says in, so I don't like reading on. Or okay, so it's going to be in their forehead or in their right hand. And it said, and they lived and reigned with Christ. They were resurrected. They lived. They had been beheaded, but they lived and reigned with Christ for how long?
1,000 years.
That's my third thousand. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. That was the 4,000. Okay. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death has no power. But he shall be priest of God and of Christ and shall reign for 1,000 years. That's the fifth one. And then it says, and when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan will be loosed from his prison.
Seven.
Huh? Six. That's the seventh verse, but that's the 6,000th year. So how is it that God puts 6,000s in a chapter of 2017 to let you know that I already knew when the 6,000th year was going to be? I could have just told you, but I had you count them. But it's going to be in 2017. And what year is that? That's going to be the year 117. And from Psalms, it's the year 117 because Psalms 48 is 1948. Okay? Psalms 99 is 1999. Psalms 20 is what? Or Psalms 120 is what? The year 120. Okay? So we're going by, so that would be 2000. So the year, when you get to Psalms 119 is the year what? 1999. Psalms 20 is 2000. You understand? So God is counting and he knows what's going on, right? So when we get to Psalms 120, it's the year 2020. And so God knows, he gets back to prophesy and he knows what's going to happen in 2020. Amen. Okay. And he knows what's going to happen in 2021. That's why he put the Lamed there, which just happens to be the Lamed, meaning the shepherd's staff, the eternal verb, the shepherd's staff. And he puts it in 2021 saying, okay, now this is not just talking about an ascension, but this is talking about the action of ascending up.
Yeah.
Okay. And so God is doing these. This is another breadcrumb. So I'm like, okay, Lord, so far you've shown me 6,000 years. I'm reading the bottom of the page. Now, what are the chances if I count 6,000 from Adam, it would end at 2017. Exactly 70 years from 1947. Okay. The year the UN announced that they would give Israel back to the Jews. Exactly 50 years. So 2017, exactly 50 years from the time of the Six-Day War when the Jews won back Jerusalem. And it's exactly 100 years from the Balfour Accord in 1917 when the British won back Jerusalem from the Turks, right? So you can count. So I have the 6,000 year count for people to look at. And so all of this, God is showing me that he's going by 1,000 years is a day. 1,000 years is a day. When you get to the end of the, when you get to the 6,000th year, when you get to 6,001, you'll be after the sixth day. You understand? Yeah. It'll be early morning, okay, of the sixth day. Now, here we go. I don't want to confuse anybody, but I want to tell you this. In Exodus chapter 12, they were told to go out and get a lamb and to get the lamb on the 10th, but not to kill him until 4 days later. And God told him, do this on the first month of Nisan, which is going to be the first month of the year for you. So they go and get a lamb on the 10th, and then they wait 4 days and they examine the lamb to make sure that they're right. And they, on the fourth day, they kill the lamb, but they wait till twilight because another lamb's going to die 2,000 years later at twilight. And so they kill the lamb at twilight, and then they all come out of Egypt. Okay? But if you notice, God didn't kill the lamb. Let him kill the lamb on the first day. They got him on the 10th. They couldn't have killed him on the 11th. They couldn't kill him on the 12th. They couldn't kill him on the 3rd. They had to wait 4 days before they killed him. So then Jesus is born, and God gives me a 6,000 year count. And guess what? Jesus is born on the 3,983rd year of mankind. And 17 years later, 17, which is why 2017 is 6,000. He's born 17 years before the 4,000th year. And when he becomes 17, now he's eligible to be a lamb. But he wasn't before because you can't kill the lamb until the 4,000th year. So God wanted me to know, see, I'm counting 1,000 years. So that people don't go, oh, it just means a lot of time. Which the other pastor said, it just means a lot of time. It's all theoretical. Whatever. Yeah, ask the author what the 1,000 year mean. Don't just come up with your own ideas. Okay? So, we're in perfect time. We're on this clock, and here goes. Go over to page 5. Page 5. Now, remember I told you guys that Genesis chapter 1 verse 6 has 11 letters, okay? And you see where I put the cough there? Now, how many times in the Bible does the word the latter end appear? 11 times. In the whole Bible, the word the latter end appears 11 times, okay? In Genesis chapter 1, verse 6, which talks about separating the waters, how many letters in that verse? I mean, chapter of words in that verse? 11, okay? Well, what about the Deuteronomy 32:29? Oh, that they were wise, that they would understand this, that they would consider their latter end, which is the year 5782 or 2021. It has the word at the end, the latter end. How many words in this verse, Sandy? Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Why? Because there's 6,000 years. You understand?
Yeah.
Because I put it in chapter 1, verse 6. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to let you know the 11th, the cuff of the Hebrew, the beginning of the end. And I'm trying to let you know that I already knew that 2028 was going to be the return and the rescue of Israel. And I already knew that 2021 would be the leaving of the church into the kingdom. I already wrote it. I already knew it. I'm just giving you the crumbs so you can find out what I already know.
Yeah.
Because I can't give it to you all at one time. You wouldn't learn anything.
Right.
And we had a lot to learn.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay. Before I go over to the other page, before we go to page 6, I want us to go to Matthew chapter 24. Hallelujah. I am going to go back to page 3 and then come to that page. But we have to read Matthew chapter 24 because Matthew chapter 24 is God telling you when the end is going to be. You know, he talked to the apostles. They asked him the question. He didn't I'll kind of tell them, but I won't really tell them. He told them exactly when he's returning.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that?
Yep.
Here's how that happened. Okay, watch this. Okay. First, in 23, he says, your temple is going to be destroyed, right? And he says, all this is going to come upon you. Then in verse 24, verse 1, he says, Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came to him to call his attention to the building. Do you see all these things? He asked. I tell you the truth, not one stone will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down. So he tells them, in this generation, my nativity, from my nativity in this generation, this temple is going to be destroyed. That meant 70 AD, 70 years is a generation. Why do we have 70 AD as being a generation? Because Adam lived to be 930 years old. If he had lived to be 1,000 years old, guess what? He would have lived a whole day. He lived short of a whole day by 70 years. So 70 years is a generation to man. It has always been. So every time God prophesies something, he puts it within a 70-year frame.
Babylon, you're going to be there 70 years. This temple is going to be destroyed in this generation, 70 AD. Okay, let's continue reading. It says, as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceive you. For many will come in my name, claiming I am anointed, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. When in the world has there been a complete world war?
One and two.
Only one and two. Okay? So Jesus is telling you that there's going to be a world war. Okay? There's going to be a world war. So we had World War I, we had World War II, and Jesus told you, nations will rise against nations, kingdom against kingdom, okay? And he says, and there will be earthquakes in various places. 1906, remember the big earthquake in San Francisco? Okay, all these are the beginning of birth pains. So World War I and World War II was the beginning of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death. And you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. Now he's talking about tribulation. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But he who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world and the testimony to all nations. Then the end will come. Revelation chapter 14, verse 6, the angels in the sky go through every nation and every tongue preaching the gospel. Because the end is about to happen, because the gospel is going to be preached to all nations all over the world toward the end of the tribulation. Yeah. This is not something that we do before Christ comes. Okay? No, TBN don't do it. They don't even try. Okay. It says, so when you see standing in a holy place, the abomination that caused desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. And it says, then those who are in Judea, let them flee. What's the abomination of desolation? The Antichrist going into the temple and sitting down, proclaiming himself to be God. So he's talking about something that's going to happen in the middle of the tribulation. So look where we started. We started where World War I, World War II, and now he's still telling them, because what they asked him about the end. He said, oh, and this is going to happen in the middle of the tribulation, the abomination of desolation. Okay? It says, let verse 18, let no one in the field go back to get a cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that your flight will not take place in the winter or on the Sabbath, because this event happened before. For then there will be great distress, unequal from the beginning of the world until now. Never to be equal again. What's that? The great tribulation that begins when? The middle of the tribulation.
Yes.
It says, if those days had not been shortened, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened.
Yes.
At that time, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there he is, do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, meaning the Jews, if that were possible. See, I have told you ahead of time. So if anyone tells you, there he is in the desert, do not go out. Or here he is in the inner room, do not believe it. For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Whenever there is a carcass, the vultures will gather. So he's telling you, when I come back, everybody's going to know it, because as lightning strikes and you can see it, everyone can see it, you're going to see when I come back.
Yeah.
So there's no secret return of Christ. He's here or he's there, okay?
Yeah.
Now, immediately after the distress of those days, the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from the sky, the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see, all the nations of the earth, they will see the Son of Man coming on the cloud in the sky with power and great glory.
Yes.
He will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather who? The elect.
Yeah.
The elect are the Jewish people.
Yeah.
They will gather the elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now, when you get to 32, it gives a Greek word, and I'll try to bring it tomorrow and put it on the board. It's like a, it looks like a D and an E, but it says, it means now a new subject matter. Okay? He just told you when he's coming back, right? When did he say? I'm coming back on a cloud and the whole world's going to see it.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, here it goes. Now learn the lesson from the fig tree. Here's a new subject. As soon as you see its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away till all these things happen. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. So what is he telling you? He's saying, look, when you see all these things happen, okay? The abomination of desolation, World War I, World War II, abomination of desolation, the gospel preached throughout the whole world, Jesus coming on a cloud, okay? He says, this is the end, okay? Now, it says here, this generation will certainly not pass away till all these things happen. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. Now listen, the fig tree generation, because he said, let's change subjects now. The fig tree generation will not pass away till you see the second coming. You understand?
Yeah.
So, when he comes back on the cloud, the fig tree generation is over. Okay? Now, now remember, when he talked about the fig tree generation, now we're talking about another subject. Here you go. Now it says, no one knows about the day or the hour, not even the angels in heaven, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, they were doing what? Eating, drinking, getting married, and giving in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark.
Yep.
There was not the third world war going on.
Right.
And people hiding in bunkers.
Right.
There was no complete darkness over the whole world and starvation going on. You understand?
Right.
It will be a regular day. So you can't look for a sign saying, oh, I think it's going to be after we see the Armageddon, the Megiddo war, when we see that war, when Russia attacks Israel, then we'll know the rapture. No, there won't be any war going on. People will have a wedding planned on that day. No, nobody's planning a war, a wedding in the middle of World War III.
Amen.
So it's going to be a regular day. That's why it's scary right now. Because people are still getting married and everything seems to be going as normal other than a mask. And it says, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Do not let anyone tell you that you've been taken. They were taken to be destroyed because they weren't good people. Because that will be a lie. Because this word taken means to be a friend and a companion of God, okay? And then it says two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other one left. Therefore, keep watch because you do not know what day the Lord will come. What day the Lord will come. Can you know the year?
Yes.
I say yes. If the Bible says, can we know even, can we say, hey, maybe it's going to be this month. You might not know for sure, right. But you know what? You have the freedom to guess the month. Yeah. Just don't tell him here saying it's going to be on Tuesday at 4:00. I think you're crazy. Because now you're trying to tell me the hour and the day. And Tuesday at 4:00 is not Tuesday at 4:00 in Israel.
Right. Okay.
So you don't know the hour of the day, but we know the season and we know the time that we live in. And we know that Jesus says, the fig tree generation will not end until you see his second coming.
Amen.
Okay? But now he's telling you about another event. He's changed subjects and said, guess what? Some people are going to be walking around. Two will be in one place. One will be taken and the other one left. Okay? The whole scripture is about Jesus telling you when the second coming is going to be. When? The fig tree generation. Ah, but Psalms 90 verse 10 says, it won't be 70 years because of your arrogance and pride. It's going to be 80 years. Okay? So that means if it's going to be 80 years, that means God already knew it was going to be 80 years. It should be in the scriptures.
Yeah.
Thus, Deuteronomy 32 verse 29. If only they had known their latter end. Okay? Thus, Psalms chapter 121, Le Ma'alot, the time to ascend. Then Psalms 128. What does Psalms 128 say? It says, now he comes back, and the strong man is sitting with his children at the table.
Yeah.
The strong man. Psalms 19 says the strong man is coming out of his pavilion. In 128, it says the strong man is going to be sitting at the table with his children, Israel. So all of the scriptures is leading us to the end of the tribulation. This is when it'll be. The 7-year tribulation, this is how it will happen. So Psalms 121 through 128 gives you a perfect scenario of the rapture. Deuteronomy 32, okay, through 29, from 29 to, I think, count 7 verses down, gives you a perfect replica of the rapture, of the tribulation. So both of them are leading us to the same event, the same time, okay? So we have to know and understand this. Look, I know this for absolute sure. I'm a nut until it happens. You understand? Until it happens, I'm just like Noah, and I can't expect anything less or more than Noah went through, okay? Because I would hate to see what happened to the original people that was following Noah at first.
Right.
Because he was preaching righteousness, and if you read in in the book of Jasher, there were people following him first. Then it came down to only his family. You know what I mean? And I'm sure as people saw him build, there was a few names called. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there was some laughter, and you know, because, and I'm sure that they were thinking about building new homes, mm-hmm. finding new things to do. You know what I mean? They weren't concerned about water coming out of the sky. First of all, God took the water up into the sky, and it has never rained since. And when God takes the church up into the sky, guess what? You won't see those people, nations, and tongues until that water comes back down with Jesus. Okay? So God has already prophesied what he's going to do. The 7 years of tribulation, prophesied. The church being gone before the tribulations, prophesied. Everything is laid out before us. The 120th year happened, laid out before us. And all we're waiting for, and I feel so blessed, because as a Christian, the thing you want is to be ready. And maybe some years ago, maybe I might not have been ready. Maybe for, you know, if he came in early 90s, I wouldn't have been ready. You know, but for people that are ready now, this is the time to rejoice and say, look at where we're at. Look at where the world is. I got to show that thing tomorrow. Did they put the truckers stopping and blocking traffic in the Illuminati cards? Guess who else was in the Illuminati cards? Trump. He's in the Illuminati cards. They said he was coming before he won.
Yep.
So it's like these people are planning these events and letting you know what's going to happen. They're calling it the Illuminati card game. And so all of this stuff is like, Satan is playing this. Satan knows he's at war and he's playing this game, how he's going to take over the world. Okay. And the easiest way to take over the world is to gain possession of your finances. And if you think that putting all of your finances on cryptocurrency is your answer to life because it's going to make you richer, just remember, you just gave Satan control of your bank account.
Yep.
Okay? And now if he doesn't like what you say, see, you can say this, they turn you off YouTube. You say something crazy, they'll turn you off YouTube. Well, I ain't saying nothing crazy today, I don't think. But they'll turn you off, they can turn you off Facebook, you say something. But if you say something crazy and your finances are linked to me, I'm turning off your chip.
Yep.
Is that what he told the guy in 2006?
Yep.
He told him,
he
said, why are you concerned about other people? The movie director with the Rockefeller, he said, why are you concerned about other people? Just worry about yourself and your family. He said, what's the end game of all this? He says, the end game is for us to get everybody chipped. And he said, and if anybody doesn't want to do what we say, we'll just turn off their chip. That was in 2006. We're telling people about this in 2006. And now it's here. I'm rejoicing. I'm not scared. I'm rejoicing because I'm looking forward to being in the cloud with all my brothers and sisters in Christ, celebrating, dancing that we overcame and we made it. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay, tomorrow morning we'll go over the other pages.
Amen.
Let's go home.